Good morning.
Good morning.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shall
be. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And also I'd like to welcome those who are with us this morning online. We're glad you're here. So 3 weeks ago, the Buffalo Bills played the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football. And in the first quarter, at the 9:02 mark, after routine tackle, Bills safety DeMar Hamlin stood up and suddenly collapsed like a rag doll. He suffered a cardiac arrest, and immediately the medical staff was out there on the field doing CPR, and most of us know the news story. When the extent of his injuries became apparent, something unprecedented took place. The stadium became silent, and players from both teams gathered midfield and prayed together. Later, on ESPN NFL Live, against all social norms, commentators with their heads bowed, eyes closed, their hands folded before them, prayed spontaneously on air for DeMar. One commentator prayed, and two other commentators affirmed the prayer with the words, Amen. After the game was suspended, the NFL issued a statement using politically correct euphemism, thoughts for prayers. They wrote, our thoughts are with DeMar Hamlin and his family. The next day, though, the NFL caught up with the rest of our nation and changed the Twitter avatar for all 32 football teams to a number 3 Bills jersey with the words, pray for DeMar. Locally, on Saturday, the following Saturday night, when the Jags played the Titans, by that time, DeMar was covering. And for me, the highlight of the game was not the epic win, but that both teams pre-planned came to the center of midfield to pray for DeMar. And this was covered by ESPN. And one commentator opined, it is great for both teams to come together to thank God for DeMar's recovery. It was beautiful as ESPN even kept reverential silence as the camera panned to players as they kneeled and prayed. So as brothers and sisters, spiritually speaking, what happened in America when DeMar Hamlin collapsed? What happened when all those football players dropped to their knee for a prayer? What happened spiritually when ESPN commentators suddenly on live air, going against all what they're probably allowed to do, prayed for DeMar? What happened in America when social media blew up with pray for DeMar? What happens is when tragedy strikes, man becomes organically and spontaneously who God made, who he is made in God's image and likeness. In theological talk, man is a doxological being. Doxological meaning doxa, glory, which means to pray and worship. Man is a person who organically, it's just like in our DNA, that we pray and we worship. And it only comes out, you know, when you get squeezed sometimes for some people, that's the only time it comes out, our true nature. And it's almost like, even think about it, everyone prays, or everyone has some God, no matter what they call it or name it, okay? So what happens, stripped of all power, any power of the situation, us, man, being totally helpless, leaned into God and prayed for DeMar. There's a saying, when tragedy strikes, God visits. I've heard it a bunch of times. Pastorally. But I do not think that all it is accurate. Remember what we said before from St. Augustine? He says, God is this close. What happens is when tragedy strikes, we visit with God because he's there. Do you get that? Amen.
Amen.
God is always there. And stripped over all power situation, America visited God and interceded for DeMar. So I want to talk a little about intercession. The word intercession in Latin means to take a step that puts us in the heart of the situation. And I want you to think about this. This is so fantastic reflecting upon it. Our Lord's whole life here on earth was taking a step into the heart of our fallen situation. He stepped down from his heavenly throne, took into the Theotokos' womb by the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit. He took our flesh. He totally entered our world and engaged in all its sorrows. And he gave us the good news. And then in the words of Isaiah, what did he do? He bore our iniquities. He carried our iniquities. That's intercession. And by his wounds, we are healed. He made himself as an intercession, an offering on the cross for our sin. And even though it was God, out of love, he gave himself to be sacrificed for our salvation. That is total intercession. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's whole life is an intercession for you and I. Then, of course, our Lord rises on the third day and ascends to the right hand of the Father. And now, according to the Holy Apostle Paul, our Lord is seated in the kingdom of heaven at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us still. Think about this. Christ today still prays for us to his Father. And that's what love does. Stripped of any power of the situation, America returned to its essence. As in its adultological being, prayed for, interceded for Damar. Stated another way, we are made in God's image and likeness, and it means that part of our essence is to pray, intercede for others. And this means the church, in its ministry, in its work, as the body of Christ, intercedes for the world in many ways, both in prayer and in works. And I would say to you, brothers and sisters, it is our together collective vocation. During the liturgy, we pray for the peace of the whole world, for our bishop, for our city, for our country, for civil authorities, for all the people here gathered, for travelers, even those in space, right? In that one litany. For those serving in the armed forces, for those who are in prison, we pray for the departed, for the sick and the suffering, and of course, the catechumens. And then before the liturgy begins, in that corner, the priest this morning, I did this. He goes, he prepares the bread and wine. What does he do? He prays as St. Justin Martyr for over 200 different people on proscomedia as an intercession. Each and every one of you guys, your names, well, at least you're in your directory, are commemorated on that list, unless the priest is running way behind. But it's true. We do. We pray for everyone here who's a member of this community doing proscomedia. I mean, that doesn't happen in a cathedral of 1,000, but any good priest, so Father Jacob or myself, we will do it. And then we pray for everyone who's asleep in a cemetery because they're still in the church. They're in our extended church, we could say, right? Okay, waiting, awake in the second coming. Okay? And then at the highest point of liturgy, the deacon picks up the bread and wine, and he says, thine own, we offer unto thee on behalf of all and the whole, and all, meaning for the whole world, all 8 billion people, we pray for, we intercede for, we're imitating Christ, interceding for the world. This worship in the Eucharist is offered for the whole world, every human being alive. So bringing us all together, brothers and sisters, a mantra from St. Theophan of Recluse is a mantra in my life, and I think we always need to remember. Unless we're successful in prayer, we will not be successful in anything, for prayer is the foundation of everything. And we have to live our lives. This is, for me, this is life-defining. It's part of my quiet time, not quiet, my time to always be quiet and be alone with the Lord, because if I'm not successful being with him, I won't be successful in anything. How successful we are in praying is how successful we will be in living our lives spiritually. Another mantra that is, I think we should all hold close is when we pray, the life of God flows into us. Just think about that. Just think, God's life flows into us. We really, really pray, we become vessels of the Holy Spirit. We're united with God. Our mind is with God. We become more peaceful. We become more love. We become more forgiving. We become what the Holy Spirit is. We become what God is. And when we truly, truly, truly pray, our life becomes an intercession for others. Let me explain. There's a beautiful African proverb. Pray, but when you pray, move your feet. In other words, just don't go in your icon corner and talk. Do something. Right? The fruit of prayer is doing something. Truly, if we're praying, we're going to do something. We're going to want to intercede for others, not only in our words. In fact, every time I go to pray, I make sure, who do I need to pray for? Who do I need to pray for? Who is suffering? Who just lost a loved one? Who do I need to pray for? I don't go tell them 100 words, Jesus. Like when Byron was sick, I said, Lord, I pray for Byron, and I pray for his family who grieves. Every time I prayed. Then after that, I say, Lord, remember your dear servant Byron and your heavenly kingdom and his family who grieves. Okay? So let me just say this. If we're truly praying, we're going to somehow intercede for others. And this means doing like our Lord, somehow stepping into the situation. Meaning, maybe we're helping our neighbor with something, right? I remember, I'm going to embarrass Deacon James here a second. One day he was running late. I was so impressed with him. He said, sorry, Father Ted, I was helping my neighbor fix their leaky faucet. This is what the gospel is all about. He said, my daddy taught me to always help my neighbor, and my neighbor couldn't do it, and I went over and I helped him, and I lost track of time. This is years ago, but I was so impressed with that moment. There's visiting the sick. There are shut-ins. There are many, in fact, Deacon's going out to visit shut-ins for me today. Thank you. Not to call you out too much, I'm sorry. Being a volunteer at the hospital or in school, at a school someplace, right? There's a big teacher shortage. Or maybe even in hospice. They're always looking for volunteers. Maybe helping with a recovery group, helping people through addictions, teaching a Bible study, doing mission work, homeless ministry. Medical missions is fantastic work for the doctors and nurses, etc. Or maybe building a home for the needy. What I want to say here, brothers and sisters, these are all Christ-like intercessions. And we all have the vocation to intercede. And I thank God America responded to intercede for Damar, and it happened organically because man became who he is. So many people did. And no one's, I have not yet saw a news article that complained about it. And I thank God for that too. Because they knew it would be a sin to say something against that. They know it's wrong. Anyhow, so brothers and sisters, when we pray, we move our feet. To Christ be all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.